From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexia reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a series of Sunday morning tweets from the White House attacking his own Federal Bureau of Investigation and saying he never asked former FBI Director James Comey to stop investigating his one-time National Security Advisor Michael Flynn about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to Washington. But a tweet sent out on Saturday at the Real Donald Trump account is also attracting some significant scrutiny. VOA's Steve Herman explains.
What's also significant is a lot of scrutiny about a tweet that the president sent out on Saturday when he said that he had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI. Now, what's interesting about that is that would seem to implicate the president in knowing that when he fired his national security advisor, that he knew that this person on his staff had lied. And the president's personal lawyer is now saying that he was the one who drafted this tweet, that it was his mistake.
A number of critics are saying that that tweet could imply that the president is admitting some form of obstruction of justice. Well, the United States has informed the United Nations that it's no longer going to participate in the Global Compact on Migration. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson saying that the program was not consistent with American immigration policies. You're listening to VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington.